I Can, We Will, FFA. Thanks everyone for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. 90th Tennessee State FFA Convention is underway, and for East Tennessee Vice President Kenzie Bastian, it's both a joy and a little bittersweet to see her year of service coming to an end.
Throughout this week, I'm just trying to make sure that I'm like in each moment and just seeing everybody and just seeing how amazing our convention is and how amazing each of our members are. I'm just looking forward to the next few days and passing it off to the next state officer team just so like they can experience what I've had the opportunity to have.
Kenzie was elected at the state FFA convention last year and looks forward to seeing what the new team will accomplish. State convention is also where state champions are made, and the new state winner in conduct of chapter meetings is White House FFA.
It never loses that feeling of being able to go up on stage and seeing the students accomplish things, getting that feeling of having a state championship. We've had at least one state winner every year that I've been teaching, so I wanted to keep that going, so it's kind of pressure. But luckily, the Lord's been good to me, and we've had winners every year. And again, to have one at the first session was very nice. So hopefully we'll keep the ball rolling a little bit and have some more this week.
Mike Akerich has been the advisor at White House for 28 years and has had a state winner every year. His team of freshmen got the chance to open the third session with the current state officers as the state-winning team. Akerich says seeing the students try hard every year makes everything worth it.
When I started teaching agriculture, I knew that it had to be with agriculture in the FFA because a history teacher goes in and it's pretty much the same thing every day. But with agriculture, it changes all the time. With the FFA, it's always something new. There's competitions. I love the feeling of being able to train students that are actually able to compete and win championships is something that makes you feel good inside. They don't pay you a lot, so that better be something that motivates you, keeps you excited, keeps that energy flowing, gets that adrenaline pumping every time you come up here to the convention and doing these competitions.
And stay tuned all week for more from the 90th State FFA Convention. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.